Radio on this Wednesday, April 14th, 2021, 13, coming up on 14 minutes past the hour, and we are watching Judge Cosgrove, who's down here in Marion, and she will be giving the sentence to Judge Jason Warner and his wife Julia very soon, and we're watching her. Glenn and I were watching her during the break, and she is very animated at this point.
Absolutely.
And people who think, I don't know. Let's just put it that way.
Well, if she's a mother, and this young man that was injured, if she gets, you know, the sympathy and her heart going, she may really come down.
Well, what she's saying right now, she's very unhappy. She's saying the judge had seen cases on drunken driving.
Right.
And she's also talking about the crux of the case being that the judge got out and looked at the kid who was injured and then still drove away and did not call circumstances. So read what you want. I think we have a caller. Go ahead, caller.
Just want to give you a quick update, guys. I didn't know if you saw this on the live feed. I just refreshed the court docket. Pursuant to Ohio Revised Code, defendant Jason Warner, through undersigned counsel Sam Szymanski, respectfully informs the court that he intends to appeal any sentence imposed in the above-captioned case.
That's
so he's going to appeal it and further clog up the courts.
Yep.
I don't know why you're saying probation, Glenn. Probably his rear end in jail. Yes, judges are held to a higher standard, just like teachers and other people that we respect and we look up to. And talk about hypocrisy.
Well, yeah.
And he left the scene of an accident. A young man was injured.
I didn't realize that. I'm sorry.
Wasn't an overly serious injury, but it doesn't matter.
Here comes the cops right now going by our door.
it's inexcusable.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the penalties are by Ohio Revised Code based upon the degree of the felony, but he certainly should be behind bars for a bit. And whether jail works, I think in this case it probably will. I just don't like hypocrisy. And we all make mistakes.
We got plenty of that going on.
And myself included. But this is beyond what can be provided relief to. Due to the circumstances, and again, that he kind of tried to just use his legal mumbo jumbo and his position of authority as a judge.
You know what irritates me on this?
To tamper with evidence. It's not cool and it's embarrassing. And I think he will get jail. I mean, who knows? I imagine everybody following this case has a different perspective. But you know, that's mine. It's nothing different than what I've previously said.
Well, you know, I agree with you. I am not a proponent of throwing everybody into jail.
By no means.
Yeah, but I didn't realize that he had gone over, looked at the young man, and then got back in his car and took off. I didn't realize that.
Well, I don't know if that happened.
Well, that's what the judge is saying right now.
Oh, so. Okay. Yeah. I don't know, and I mean, It's obviously a he said, she said situation.
Yeah.
But what he did was very wrong. And when people do things that bad, a slap on the wrist is not indicated here.
Well, the hypocrisy, wow.
I think he will get jail time. But, yeah, he's going to appeal it. And that's fine. That's his right. But it's not going to go away.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, our judicial system allows appeals to go on forever and ever and ever, and so
it's not a perfect system.
No, it's not.
it's hard. And with Szymanski's a very experienced, very good lawyer. I mean, he picked the upper echelon of criminal defense attorneys.
Okay.
And I respect the legal profession. I know his job is difficult.
Yeah.
But he's there to fight. He's there to fight for his client.
Sure. Yeah.
And
we gotta have the lawyers.
I think what the callers are saying, I don't think anybody is going to object to what sentence that the judge gets. I think what callers are saying is that why is it that people who don't know him were not involved in this case anyway, have such strong feelings about it? Because it's one of the hypocrisy, I think, is that, if it were me, if it were somebody I knew, I probably wouldn't want them to go to prison. And why do people who don't know this man at all want to see him go to jail.
You don't have to know somebody. I mean, you hear about any criminal, Scott, and this person does something bad, and you are of the belief that this person is guilty. Well, he or she should be punished. How many people know Derek Chauvin from the George Floyd case?
Yeah.
And what do we all think about him?
And that's what I think is the point. I don't think we should be judging him until he is judged before that jury and that judge, and then his sentence will be chosen by that jury and that judge. I don't know him. Now, I imagine George Floyd's family is probably outraged. I imagine that Chauvin's family is and co-workers are probably outraged. But why am I, in Marion, Ohio, outraged about this? Now, I can have a commentary on social justice and guns, but about those people specifically, is that my business? Do I really, especially when it's such a strong opinion? You know, if I say throw Chauvin in jail for the rest of his life and throw away the key, well, how does this affect me? I don't know this guy.
Well, we believe people should be punished, as we're all human beings, and this person sets a very bad, very dangerous example, precedent for members of the species Homo sapiens. And you do something bad, you get punished. And this isn't a speeding ticket, obviously.
So our penal system is not for corrective measures; it's for punishment only. Is that right?
It's both. It's both. I mean, set a precedent, and with a judge, there is a precedent set because, again, as a judge, he was strict on people that did this, and now he did it. Again, it's hypocrisy.
Yeah,
hypocrisy. I think is a natural human characteristic, and I and others are all guilty of it. But we don't like hypocrisy, and if it's something silly, parents saying do as I say, not as I do, like a parent who smokes telling the kid not to smoke. Yes, that's good advice. Telling you to put your seatbelt on if you don't put yours, you don't put yours on all the time. Well, that's one thing. I mean, that's certainly important. This is far more serious.
Yeah, but he is entrusted with
taking away the freedom of people, and now he's done the same thing that he's sentenced people for, and that's a very serious matter.
But you know, one of the problems,
way to say it.
There are people who do things every day that I don't think they would see as criminal, but maybe a court would see as criminal. I know people who maybe they have a crush on somebody, and they will buy them dinners, and they will buy. They'll take them places, and they will, pay for things. And you know what? If that person
are you talking about yourself?
No. I never pay, so there you go. I never pay, so I wouldn't be in trouble in this one. But they do these things, and they don't see them as some sort of bribery type of thing. But the truth of the matter is, a court might see that as bribery, especially if the person you're giving these gifts to has no interest in you. And also, but also in this, you knew you were why are you paying for them and not for everybody else? You know what you're doing. So,
there's gray areas, Scott, and we're in a capitalist society, so, money talks, among other things.
Yeah.
But that's, I don't know. It didn't talk for Bernie Madoff. He ended up in the can.
But, Glenn, you still don't think that Mr. Warner should get jail?
Well, yes. After hearing that he walked away and left the young man laying there without help, I think he should.
We don't know the full circumstances. Yeah. And, I'm not pleased with this. It is a very bad rap for Marion. And I think that in the end, he will get what's coming to him. And I would tend to think he will receive jail time.
And well, I think we're going to find out momentarily because the judge is pulling out her orange folder.
Yes, that's a bad color.
I'm definitely going to be watching and listening with bated breath. Well, thanks for taking my call, guys, and have a good day.
Okay. All right.
Thanks, Adam.
All right, she's got the orange folder out.
Yeah, we're
going to
know fairly soon.
Momentarily.
Yeah. I'll let you watch.
Well, explain to people now why you, in the two-hour period, have changed your mind on if Judge Warner should get prison time. Or if somebody would like to call in, go ahead. 770-383-9944.
Well, and that's why we should always hold our judgments in abatement if you don't know the facts, and I didn't know the facts. I didn't know that Judge Warren had walked over, looked at the young man who was injured, and then left him there without calling for EMS or something along like that. That's leaving him to die, in essence. Maybe when he looked at him, he thought, well, he's okay. I don't know, and I'm not privileged to listen to what's on the trial. But, I think if you leave a person lying in their own misery after an accident, I think something should be done. I don't really know how long the judgment should be. I hate to hear of people's lives being ruined over what apparently was a little inebriated evening, and that's what I'm guessing it was. But you know, like Adam said, the hypocrisy is that this judge has thrown the book at people that were caught drunk and driving, and you know, he should probably have to pay his own own problems.
Well, and don't forget, his wife's involved in this as well.
Yeah, and I think you mentioned that there was talk about having her in the driver's seat instead of him, and that might have, maybe she wasn't nearly as inebriated, and therefore she felt if she drove away, then if they got caught, she wouldn't be considered drunk. Maybe she hadn't had as many. I don't know. That's why if we start judging people without knowing what we're talking about, all we're doing is causing anger and ignorance to multiply upon itself. And that's one of the reasons why I watched the George Floyd trial, and I'm watching both sides because I really want to know what really did happen. Now, this trial, there will be a trial for the female cop that shot the young man and killed him 2 days ago in a traffic stop for apparently having something dangling from his rearview mirror. I don't know. That's why I can understand why my African-American friends say, well, he was guilty of driving while black. And anybody that says that isn't a case, I think, is just fooling themselves. It is a case. That does happen.
She is very animated at
this
point. Go ahead, caller.
Are you on the air? Hey, yep. Have you heard about streaming the Warner's sentencing?
Yeah, it is streaming. Yeah.
Where can I find that?
It's on Facebook Live.
Facebook Live?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you just go to Facebook and look for what?
I would say Judge Warner sentencing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You better hurry because I think she's about to do it.
Yeah. Oh. Thank you.
He believed me.
Well, see, people have a very big interest in this, and
yeah,
that's why I say the sentencing here is going to be big, but he's already decided to appeal it, I guess.
Yeah, well, and I think that's natural.
Does he have to appeal it from prison if that is the case?
Well, it'd be up to her whether she sends him right to prison.
Well, she doesn't seem happy.
No, she doesn't seem happy at all.
No.
And I can understand that now that I know a few more facts, but I don't know all the facts, so I'm not going to judge him too harshly until we know more about it. But it does look like the judge is going to judge him harshly. She is not happy. Right now she's calm, but there were points there where she was kind of throwing things around.
And she's reviewed the investigation, and she's listened to the counsel, so I think this is about to happen. And here it...
Well,
yeah.
you think she's going to say, I'll keep talking while you're watching?
I don't know. You know, it's an interesting thing.
Yeah.
It's going on in your community. This is going on just up the street here.
Yeah, and it does make, it makes for interesting television if you can, you know, I recognize him so from the street, so it makes it a little bit more interesting television. But really, I should have nothing to say about it, quite frankly, because I don't know, and nobody
else
should.
That's how I feel.
Yeah.
This is what I, when people call in and get so animated about what should happen, I guess I'm just not, you know, I just want to see what happens.
Yeah, and if you and I are the similar, in we don't, if we don't know what's going on, why judge what's going on? Because you may judge it incorrectly like I did.
Well, you know, she's just basically at this point saying there are no winners and losers.
Yeah, of course
in this.
There aren't. Yeah.
And that is for sure. So
now, do you suppose he would lose his? I would assume he'd lose his license to be a lawyer.
Is this the sentencing? Everybody standing up?
Nope, probably is. Yeah, everybody is standing up, including the defendant. So we're watching.
We're watching it too. So
here on streaming.
Go.
So Scott will tell you as soon as he finds out, and I will keep on vamping, as they call it in the business. Little did we know that we would be able to actually bring this to you almost live. It's right up the street from us, and we are not in the courtroom, obviously, but we are watching in the courtroom. And
well, it looks like at this point, Mrs. Warner is reading an apology.
Oh, okay. Well, one is owed, but it's hard for when people give apologies, and I understand one is probably owed, but when people give apologies, I always wonder, are they truly sincere, or are they just giving an apology to get that out of the way? You know, I don't know.
You know, this is real life drama. You know, all those people who watch, what is it, ID Channel? This is right up their alley.
What is ID Channel?
You know where they do all those crime scene investigations and all that sort of thing.
I don't watch any of that crap. Excuse me.
Well, that's a way to put it. We can't judge people who watch that.
My sister-in-law does, so I'm going to judge
Holy
my sister-in-law.
Mackerel. So now, Glenn, you do believe they will get prison time based on the fact that they saw the...
Yeah, I'm guessing.
Yeah, got out and looked
probably,
at it.
Probably.
I'll tell you, just on this judge's mannerisms.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's what I would. That's where I would lay it at this particular point. She is not happy.
Now, is the picture right now? Is that Judge Warner's wife?
I believe that's Mrs. Warner giving her apology at this point.
Why is she in a black garb, though? That looks like she's in a judge's outfit. But I don't know. Maybe she wanted to blend in.
This is really hard to watch because she's very upset.
Yeah,
you know, and why wouldn't you be?
Oh yeah. And is the family of the young man that was injured, are they there? And they would be very upset, I would think.
You know, I wonder. This hasn't even been a year. This is how much a life can change in a year.
Yeah, in a minute.
But you know what? I don't understand the equivalency that. How does this impact Marion, I guess? When people keep saying it's a black eye on Marion, I don't... Why?
Well, because we voted
him... It happened
him,
here?
Because we voted him in as a
yeah,
judge,
but we didn't,
I guess.
Yeah, but we didn't vote him in knowing this.
No, of course we didn't, no. But we should have, I guess. I mean, that's the theory. But you just never know. Well, it does look like the Judge Warner is going to... make a statement as well. So it's going on right now. We're probably no more than 10 minutes away from finding out one way or the other whether there'll be prison sentences. Now, would they sentence both of them? If they're going to give a prison term, would both of them have to serve a term, or would one be more...
I'm not even sure how this works in this type of a case. I don't know if they would have to be taken to prison right away. I don't know if they would get to go home and be told a date. I know in white-collar crimes it normally happens that way. You report to prison.
Yeah.
But I don't think this is a white-collar crime.
Yeah. I don't think it would be considered a true white collar crime, but he is a white collar person, so therefore
I don't think that matters. Bill Cosby was a white collar person.
He's got a white collar on.
He does have a white collar on. But no, Bill Cosby was a white collar person, and they took him right to the prison.
Did they take him right away?
Oh, yes, they did.
I didn't.
Right out of the courtroom in cuffs, and that was that. And I think I don't remember in the Mike Davis case what happened.
I don't watch this stuff.
Normally, neither do I.
Yeah, so I don't know.
But I don't know how they determine that either. That are you taken right away or are you not taken right away? And you know, this might be just all fol-de-rol, to be honest. At the end of this, everything might be hunky-dory.
Well, and maybe you know the answer to this. Is this a trial for the judge or is it a trial for the judge and his wife? And if that's the case, do they both get the same sentence or is one more culpable than the other?
Well, I think that's the equivalency the judge was drawing there, as near as I could read, was that, you know, some people said they switched seats. Some, you know, if he was there and he was just a passenger, they both walked up to the car. They, you know.
They both did.
Yeah, okay. I think that's what she was saying, was what is an accomplice and what is not an accomplice. And
yeah, well, they're both culpable if they both did the same things, I assume. The fact that one couldn't steer the vehicle, that probably makes that person more culpable because they are the ones that caused the accident, but leaving the scene of the accident with an injured person is probably the most troublesome.
Well, I think she was most upset about that.
Yeah, I would be too if I were her.
Yeah, the judge.
Yeah,
was most upset about that. And now, and here we go.
Is the judge from Columbus?
You know, I don't know where Judge Cosgrove is from. I know it's a visiting judge, so certainly not from around here. But I'm not sure what area she came from. And I also wonder why they decided not to go with a jury trial, decided to just leave it up to the judge.
Good question. Maybe he thought he would get a better play judge to judge instead of jury to judge. I don't know.
Well, this judge is not a happy camper today.
Not a happy camper, no.
And you know, we're watching it live with you, and, you know, this is a thing that radio can do because we are your friend in your house. So whatever you're doing right now, we're doing, too.
We better be their friends because people have open carry.
Well, there is that, too. I mean, well, people call us to ask where to find this stuff.
Yeah.
You know, we're their friend.
Yeah, we like
we're like the friend. Neighbor who you get a bag of flour from. You come over and say, can we borrow a bag of flour?
Oh, nobody
sure.
ever borrowed a bag of flour.
Hey, we're in a neighborhood
flour,
now.
Maybe.
Oh, well, my neighbors are a little different. They come over for the whole bag.
They want a big loaf of bread.
They want a big bag of flour, and they want their own little things here. Okay, 740-383-9944. If you'd like to call in, we would be glad to hear from you.
Yeah, I'm not sure that Judge Warner is going to be glad to hear from the judge sitting behind the desk right now. He's looking nervous. And, of course, he would say he's going to appeal before even knowing whether. Now, if she says he's innocent, I doubt that he'll appeal, but I also doubt that she's going to say he's innocent.
Well, I think the verdict has already come down. This is just the sentencing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Now, what? Who will take his place? Is that a new election that will have to go on, or do you know that?
You know, I don't know how that seat will be filled.
Okay.
I know there have been some comments on that, but I don't know if anybody's looked at
I believe judges are considered nonpartisan, which means they wouldn't be Democrat or Republican. They don't announce whether they're Democratic or Republican. So,
no, it's not that way on the ballot, which is what's interesting with judges. You know, I think it's much easier for a judge to get elected because you don't have party affiliation.
Yeah.
And have you ever noticed the judge races are always much closer?
Yeah.
Than all other races.
Because nobody knows where
nobody
they
knows.
From.
you just have to vote for the name or what you think or what you've heard, which was the case in every election.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah.
I think we'd have a lot less trouble.
Are we getting there?
I don't know who's
reading,
talking now. You know, this closed captioning thing isn't all it's cracked up to be.
I can't read fast enough. That's my problem.
Well, it's just...
if you're dyslexic, you're in trouble, and I'm a little dyslexic, so...
It just looks here like the the lawyers are saying things and trying to get things across, but it's a pivotal, you know, it is a big moment for Mary, and I'll say that. You know, yeah. It's an anticipated moment. This has been anticipated for nearly a year now since this accident happened.
My guess is all three of the major stations are covering this.
That would be my guess at this particular point. So it's a big story in Ohio as well.
Yeah, it would be. Yeah. Now, I believe he is considered a Republican judge. Not that they announced that, but I believe that if you would ask anybody, they would consider him a Republican judge. But it looks like we're getting really close now.
Well, they're going in front of the judge.
Mm-hmm.
And so I assume this probably is the sentencing.
I'm assuming that's Mrs. Warner right there on the left.
Somebody just said, okay, anything else to say? And it's no, thank you, Your Honor. So this could be it.
This could be it.
This is a difficult case, is what we're hearing for everyone.
Now, I'm going to keep on talking to Scott.
I'll keep an eye out.
until Scott says something. Yeah. All right. Because I can't read it from here. And even if I could, being dyslexic, I'd probably read it backwards. But, you know, it's kind of interesting that Marion is getting such a spotlight put on us, not in a good way, we do have to own up to the fact that we all of us citizens the majority of us voted for Judge Warner to be on the bench. And so, therefore, we all are a little to blame, especially if you voted for him. I can't remember, quite frankly, how I voted in that situation. The judge is thinking, I guess. She's actually talking right now, I believe. And so we should know shortly what he's going to be doing, where his next home is going to be. I don't know. Matter of fact, I don't know where he lives here in town. There are a lot of questions that you would have if you were there. You know, do you have to go immediately to jail if you don't? It's because he's going to, whatever you call it, where you're going to say this isn't, you want to redo it, he's probably not going to go immediately to jail because he's going to, what is that called, Scott, where he's going to question the outcome. Well, I better not stop him. He's real close right now. They're still standing there, so they haven't thrown the book at him yet. My guess is, though, that he will get some prison time. Whether they both will or not, that's an interesting question. Are they both being tried the same way? Are they both going to get the same sentence, or will one get one sentence and the other get another sentence? Scott's trying to fool around and get some inside dope by plugging his headphones into another thing. But I hope our signal's coming in for all of you out there listening. We have struggled this last week with an antenna that was kind of poo-pooed. It was not working well. Apparently the connection between the antenna and our coaxial cable. Now, if you have an antenna yourself, you know what coaxial cable is. Or if you're an old guy like me, you'll know what coaxial cable is, because we've had that around for a long time. But ours has been repaired, and hopefully we are sounding better. I think I could tell in my car on the way here that we were definitely sounding better. And we hope, if you would like to help us out, jot us a note, or stop on by, or give us a call and tell us, are we sounding good? Are our callers sounding good? And sometimes they'll be different, you know. if you have a different type of phone, sometimes I can't hear certain people that call me on my phone. So, you know, that could have something to do with it. We also did get a message from Adam, who works here, that Bernie Madoff had passed away. And apparently, I didn't realize that scheme was so high, but it says $20 billion Ponzi scheme. I didn't realize it was that big a Ponzi scheme. We're going to have a Progressive Life on after this. I'm going to have our own, very own presidential and assassination expert on. Dr. Feynman will be on with me. And I actually wrote down the questions I was supposed to ask him, and then now I've left them out in the car. So during our break, I'm going to run out there and get them. And he usually tunes in about now, and I'm guessing that he doesn't realize that one of the reasons why I'm vamping here is we're waiting to find out whether...
And we're still just waiting.
We're still waiting.
We're still waiting.
Whether
she's just
Judge Warren
still
is guilty.
Going... Yeah, just going through it here and going through what happened again. So we will see momentarily.
Now, they've got to call this off at some point because they've been standing a long time.
They have been standing a long time, and her, she's not mic'd up real well, the judge.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
Plugging the headphones in did not do a whole lot of good there.
Oh, you went. That's what you were doing. You're trying to go more.
Yeah,
direct.
I thought, well, I'll just try to listen to her.
Yeah.
And it was kind of hard to hear, to be honest.
Okay, and this is, we are watching, in case you don't know, we're watching the sentencing of Judge Warner and his wife for an accident that happened almost a year ago where they ran into another young man's vehicle and apparently went over and looked at him and then got back in their own car and took off, and he was injured, so that... I didn't even realize that that was the fact. Now, are we getting any closer, can you tell by looking there, Scott?
You know, not really at this particular point. This is kind of a moot point right now. I think we're just going to see.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and it's keeping people listening to us because we're spreading the word in case they don't have their ability to screen, and we are screening it live.
You know, we're not going to have much time to talk about this because it's quarter till at this point.
Well, you can come on with Judge Feynman.
Judge Feynman.
Why did they make him a judge? Dr. Feynman.
Dr. Feynman.
About it, yeah. Oh, here comes another police car.
Well, there's a lot of action around here today.
A lot of police cars around.
A lot of police cars. I wonder if that can be heard heavily over the air.
It goes right by the front door it is now, it is.
Yeah, that is a little loud, isn't it? Holy moly.
God. Yeah. Now, the tension isn't as high here as when I was on with Terry, but it's still tension here, waiting for the judge to tell us whether he's guilty and what's going to happen. Now, she's going to make a determination right now, I assume, what she's sentencing him to, and then he's going to appeal, the word I was looking for. He's going to appeal it. Already said he's going to appeal it, so... that will make for some interesting court.
You know, I believe it did just come down, but we're not going to say it until we see it in writing.
Okay.
And I think people are going to find it very interesting.
Okay. Now, I assume they will have it in writing right there while we're being streamed.
I would imagine this will be up very, very shortly.
Yeah, yeah.
And yes, but it did just come down, so there you go. You know, we'll see how quick the Columbus news stations can get on this one.
Yeah.
See how quick.
Are we quicker than them?
Are we quick? You know, it's an interesting thing right now that just happened, and I guess people will make their own mind up.
Yeah. Now, hopefully our listeners are back listening to us now.
Well, I hope so. I hope you're back. Give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. What do you think? That's 740-383-9944. give us a buzz. What do you think on what's going on right now? Big time here in Marion, just up the road, in the Judge Warner case, as the sentencing is happening even as we speak.
Apparently, nobody's fainted to the floor, so it hasn't created that problem. Sometimes that does happen. I've heard of situations where sentence has come down and the person who is sentenced faints to the floor, can't believe that they've been sentenced to so much. But we are number one in the world in our putting people in jail.
Well, that's true, but it's interesting how opinions have changed over the last 2 hours. And all based upon...
Including mine.
Yes, yes, all based upon what exactly happened here.
Yeah. And I'm not certain we will ever know what exactly happened. We will know what was said in court.
You know, that's one of the things with this judge here, is that she has said a lot of what people testified to.
Yeah.
But what happened, we really don't know, because we weren't there that night.
Yeah, and that's the problem with our court system. We aren't there, so we really don't know. We have to take people's word for it. And quite often... people don't quite tell it the way it really happened. You know, you can adjust, without lying, you can adjust the way it sounds. And that does happen quite a bit, I'm sure.
You know, I just wonder what the outrage will be on either side. You know, there's going to be fallout no matter how you look at it.
Well, we'll hear about it tomorrow, I'm sure.
We certainly will hear about it tomorrow and in the days to come.
Well, and my guest tomorrow was going to be Fred, and Fred gave me a call, Fred Malone. He gave me a call and said he can't make it tomorrow, so maybe I will just go over this tomorrow on that show.
Well, it certainly will be something to talk about, because I guarantee the Facebook responses and the social media and the newspapers and the television stations, this will be a very big thing for them today, unless the world caves in between now and 6 o'clock.
You asked me, but I haven't asked you. Do you think he'll get, well, you've already seen it.
Well.
Do you think he'll get time?
You know, you know what's interesting about this whole thing is, I have always said, I don't know if white-collar people, criminals, should be put behind bars, but I don't know that this is white-collar. I don't think this is white-collar.
Why wouldn't white-collar people be put behind bars?
Because I don't think white-collar people are a harm to society or themselves.
What are you calling white-collar? Bernie Madoff was white-collar.
White-collar, yeah, yeah. Ponzi schemes, financial schemes, things like that.
He ruined a lot of people's lives. So.
Well, he certainly did, but he wasn't a danger to them. He wasn't...
A physical danger.
Right, a physical danger. And I thought putting somebody behind bars, that's what that was all about.
Okay. Yeah, and that's a good point. Maybe we'll talk about that tomorrow.
Well, and most white-collar people don't go to prison for life. And then you give them a felony, and then they get out, and then what do?
Okay, Dr. Feynman, if you happen to be listening right now, get your best thoughts going on that subject, because I'm going to bring that up to you.
Well, I mean, honest to goodness, we take these white-collar people, we put them in jail for 5 years, we give them a felony, then we say, okay, you've served your debt to society, but yet you can't run for office. You have to let everybody know you're a felon when you apply for a job. You've got to let everybody know you're a felon when you try to get a house, and you don't get a house and you don't get a job.
There are some states that expunge that from you after a certain period of time, though. So, not in Ohio. Ohio does not expunge your felony, apparently. We looked that up when we were concerned with our golden-throated gentleman, Ted Williams. We were concerned that he might have been given a felony when he decided he was going to run for president, and apparently he was not. So she's smiling now. The judge is smiling. What does that mean?
Well, she's probably happy to be done with
this.
I'm
sure she is, yeah.
Now she can go on to the next thing. But is anybody watching this 52 minutes past the hour? What do you hear or see is going on? I am not going to report anything at this point because I don't have it in black and white, and it's only what I've been reading, so I'm not going to be exact with this. But give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz if you have been watching this or paying attention. It's a pivotal moment right now here in Marion, in my opinion.
Well, they can come on and listen to my show after this. It'll be called A Progressive Life. And I'm not, since I'm not able to see the TV from here, I am not going to give them anything more than you've given them.
Well, I think that's the best. Until we have actual stuff in front of us, I think it's not good as a news station to report what's going on. And it's coming out in bits and pieces right now, so that's probably not the... It's best just to wait a minute, which is what I always people... Sometimes I think we should not be so quick to be first. We got to be right.
Yeah, yeah. Now, I would assume that if you see it go across the screen that you're looking at, that she says he will go to jail for 150 years, that you might be able to mention that? Or will you not until you actually see the paperwork?
Yeah, well, that's a good question. I don't know. Things are being handed to the judge at this particular point. I don't. It was a request, I guess, that was just handed to the judge.
Well, he probably has a lot of paperwork he's got to file if he's going to appeal it.
Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
I believe Judge Cosgrove is from Crestline.
Crestline, Ohio. Okay. Yeah.
And I think she's the judge on that case down in Pike County.
Oh, was she?
The eight people, well, she still is. It hasn't gone anywhere yet. But it's got the eight people that were killed.
Yeah, yeah.
I think she's involved with that one, too.
Yeah. That kind of drifted off the face of the map, hasn't it? I mean, I don't know what's going on with that.
Well, no. He was in... you're missing the newspaper and TV, it sounds like.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, Glenn, what cave are you living in?
He was in court yesterday.
Oh, okay. Yes, I missed
things
that.
Things are moving along.
I can't afford the newspaper.
I see. Okay.
How did the call sound?
Much better.
Good.
Oh, good.
Excellent. I'm still in the car, so the real test will be when I get on the home radio.
Absolutely. Right. Well, thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling in.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. What's with you in Pike County, Glenn?
I just haven't followed it, I guess. There are other things going on. It's not terribly political, so therefore, and as you know, I'm a kind of a political kind of guy. I follow mainly politics. Not that I should. It's not good for an old man to follow politics as much as I do.
You know, if you don't like Judge Warner, is this a happy day for you? Is that what people are, you know, do we like to see the fall?
Yeah, you know,
people?
That's a great question. Why do people enjoy seeing somebody they don't like be chastised? I was very lucky. I was raised by a Methodist minister and his wife, and they didn't believe that you chastised anybody. It's not up to you. They both believe that it's up to the powers that be beyond us.
Well, I believe a picture's worth a thousand words, and the judge is being handcuffed.
Yeah, I'd say that, yes. They were both let off in handcuffs, both the wife and the judge, I believe.
Well, yeah, the judge, and that's a scene right there.
Yeah.
The judge, Judge Warner, being handcuffed.
And checked for weapons.
And taken away.
Yeah.
Well,
now that would mean that they're going to take them to some imprisonment, I would assume.
I believe somebody did come up and say they thought, well, and the video's over.
Yeah.
Well, that's a dramatic scene, and
that
I think
is.
That's the dramatic scene we're going to see.
Yeah.
In newspapers and on television.
They're now doing something else on there, but... The judge has left.
The judge has left,
and
so have the Warners.
So have the...
And Judge Warner left in handcuffs.
And his wife, too. Yeah.
Well, That's that.
Better take a deep breath, because it's kind of, it's not only is it exciting, but it's kind of sad at the same time.
It, you know, it is. It is, absolutely, because, you know, this is, these are people's lives.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there are people right now watching this on television who are absolutely upset, who know these people.
Yeah.
Personally.
And like your caller said before this show started, or maybe it was you that said, they have children. They have parents. They have grandchildren, probably. I'm not sure. But they have people that love them. And when you make a mistake, and this was a bad mistake, obviously, but when you make a mistake, those loved ones are still going to love you, I believe.
Well, you know,
I know my kids would still love me.
Well, I think that's it. And I think maybe that's the unconditionality of life.
Yeah.
And what we really hope does happen. Now, I do want to let everybody know, A Progressive Life with
me,
Glenn Coble, comes up after this show today, 12:10 to 1 p.m. And then we also have, do you know? Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond, 4:10 to 5 p.m. And then we have the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon, 6:10 to 7 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio.
That all sounds familiar.
Have you heard about those shows, Glenn?
Yeah.
And we got a new show coming up this weekend, which we cannot talk about as of this time, but we will talk about as we get closer to the weekend, and it's going 2 years. They got 2 years.
Okay, and it's not going to be a trial.
A Marion County, Ohio judge and his wife have been sentenced to 2 years in prison after being convicted in a hit-and-run that injured a 19-year-old man.
19, wow.
So that is the headline coming out of it.
I wonder what they felt, if they felt that they were going to get that or if they felt that it would be worse or better. I'm sure people will be asking them at some point. And it is going to be appealed, so...
It will be appealed. We can get a call in very, very quickly, but it's going to have to be very quickly. Go ahead, very quick.
But wait, there's more. You have the civil trial to look forward to.
Ah, well, that's what it is.
Not Sedona.
Okay.
Civil trial.
Civil trial around the corner. Well, Glenn, there you go.
All right.
2 years.
2 years.
For Judge Jason Warner and his wife, Julia. And we just saw them, no matter what happens, let out of the court
in handcuffs. That's kind of scary.
What a thing.
Yeah.
All right, A Progressive Life coming up in 10 minutes.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For legendary owner of the Marion grocery store, Smith Cardinal, Bob Smith.
Well, at the height of, you know, sealing things and everything, the height of one time, well, two times is a big story. This, we had been into teaching us how to know how to recognize somebody stealing. So this woman came up, and she was walking funny like this. And so I thought, well, something's wrong here. I think she's got something between her legs, because we had seen that before, you know, in teaching. And so I went up and bumped her, and sure enough, a turkey fell out.
Is there any particular reason, I'm glad it does, but that the sign still stands over there?
Oh, yeah. Well, some truck hit it the other day. And,
oh, gosh.
And it shook it up. It didn't come down, but I thought about taking a shotgun in there and blow it up.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Like us on Facebook by searching WWGH, Marion, Ohio, 107.1 FM, and clicking like for exclusive content.
Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225.